Supporting Good Mental Health is a seven-part series of reflections from the Church of England. You can download a free PDF that includes a total of 13 reflections on supporting good mental health from cofv.io/mental health. If you want to speak to someone, please visit the Mental Health Foundation website, which has lots of helpful resources and contacts. Visit mentalhealth.org.uk. Episode 7. Love. Today's reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself." What does love look like? Some people find it hard to say, "I love you." But it can also be too easy to say the words without really knowing what they mean. Perhaps they just mean a nice warm feeling inside. Real love, for God or others, is visible in what we do and how we live. How is your love visible to others? Faith is good for mental health. It brings lots of things that research has shown to be important: relationships, social networks, and lifestyle, amongst others. But faith is not primarily about what I can get out of it. The really important reasons for believing are summed up by Jesus in just two commandments: loving God and loving those around us. These are not so much commandments, things we must do because we are told to, as principles for getting to the heart of what really matters most. They are the basis of human flourishing in body, mind, and spirit. Love is good for mental well-being. God is love. Today's Have a Go habit is learning and giving. The five steps to mental well-being have a lot to do with love. Connect. Be active. Keep learning. Give to others. Be mindful. Which of these do you need to take a look at? Take some time today to learn more about someone you love, whether it is God or a neighbour, or perhaps the work of a charity expressing love in practical ways. Psalm 107, verse 8 is, "Thank the Lord for his steadfast love." Can you give thanks today for God's love and then pass it on in giving to others? Love looks like something. Maybe like giving a kind word or two, or an offering of help.